Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Six-pack time. Six-pack is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. The holidays are sneaking up on us. Thanksgiving's a week from Thursday and Black Friday, and it's all set turbo time for Christmas. So with that in mind.
The ads, nonstop ads.
Yeah, a lot of music. And
maybe not so much on this show.
We don't have so many endorsements.
Yeah. But
you'll hear about all kinds of gum that makes you do stuff.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Gum makes you do stuff.
But yeah. I don't know how many Christmas ads will be doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, as a Jew, I'm an authority on Christmas. And so with that, it is our six-pack of favorite holiday movie characters. And Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
Six, I put Ralphie from A Christmas Story. And I love that movie when I was young. It still holds up. I love the whole BB gun thing, and you're gonna shoot your eye out. It's a great movie. I like the kid. I think one of the other kids in that movie ended up doing adult films. A little side note for you.
Really?
Alas, Ralphie is my six.
I've got him much higher. Six for me, and I kind of think of this as like not so much my favorite, but the best.
Mm.
The best.
Aren't they the same?
Mm. Some people's favorites aren't the best. My favorites,
trying to play
my
to
favorites
me,
are the best. Right? I don't know. I'm just keeping it real, Bone. Six is where I put Burgermeister, Meister Burger, in part because I just like saying it.
Yeah.
I feel like I needed to represent some of the Bankin and Rast, the old school early animation. Santa Claus is Coming to Town is a favorite.
That's like the clay thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He's the bad guy, and he doesn't want the toys. Santa Claus bringing toys to the kids.
Yeah.
But then they ask him like what he wanted when he was a kid, and he talks about, I can't remember if it's like a toy soldier or something. And then, you know, his heart melts, and by the end, Burgermeister Burger's not such a bad guy after all, which is obviously a pretty common holiday motif.
Yes.
All these movies pretty much have some derivation of the Burgermeister Burger paradigm. My number one will be the ultimate.
Mm.
And tease.
Number five.
Didn't want it to all be like animated or all be sort of characters who are like a caricature or, you know, a non sort of human deal. Billy Ray Valentine from Trading Places comes in at number five. Definitely a holiday movie.
Yes, it is.
Got people dressed up as Santa Claus.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd's on the bus in Santa Claus. He's got the fish in his hair.
So, yeah, amazing movie, and that's a great character.
My five.
You haven't seen that one,
I
Bone.
Haven't seen Trading Places.
Have you seen Home Alone, Bone?
Oh yeah! Oh,
five is Kevin McAllister.
Oh, all right.
I'm a huge Home Alone fan. I even like the second one. The idea of them leaving him home for Christmas is kind of funny to me. And then he gets into hijinks with the sticky bandits.
I saw all of them. I still remember Home Alone 3.
That was terrible.
There was even more. I remember watching it as a kid, and I liked it.
Home Alone 3 is terrible. But Kevin McAllister is my five.
Is that the one in New York?
Number
no,
four.
Two, is New York. Two sucks too.
Two number ones in Chicago. I mean, the first one's in Chicago. Yeah. Remember they had the Michael Jordan cutout.
Oh no,
that
I
too.
Know all the John Hughes movies are pretty much set in Chicago.
Number four, he mentions the caricatures or the not humans. Four is where the only I guess you could argue another one is maybe not a human, but four's the Grinch. Like, what is Christmas without the Grinch that stole Christmas?
Way higher.
There's been like 800 different derivations of the Grinch. The Grinch is four.
Way higher. This is tough. I've got him at four. It's probably too low. Buddy the Elf. He should probably, maybe he should be top three.
Good call.
Maybe he should be top three. But I mean, really, you know, Will Ferrell, the embodiment of all the youthful energy and, innocence about the holidays in the adult elf character. It's classic.
Was that like the last big Christmas movie? Like in terms of the 2000s?
Theatrical, I think. There was a movie that was made direct to streaming. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. I watched it last Christmas with the kids. It was like a big deal. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I think theatric release, I think. Yeah.
I'm bad with years. Like Bad Santa, was that? And I almost put that Santa.
I think that was early.
Was that before Elf? I'm so bad with
Elf
years.
Elf is probably mid-2000s. It's probably 20 years old, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm
going to go
time.
Ken solely because I haven't seen Trading Places. So I
No, I've, you haven't I've, seen I've, Trading
no,
Places?
No, I haven't seen.
You'd probably find it ironically funny.
And I...
It is. It's just a comedy, though, so you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about deciphering what it really is.
Yeah, whatever. It's a great movie. We're doing
Home Alone was... I watched the heck out of Home Alone as a kid.
Six-pack of our favorite holiday movie characters.
That explains a lot,
and
but...
And Ben, let's like continue. That.
Doesn't mean anything.
Number three.
Three is where I put Frosty. I mean, it's a great song. It's a timeless song. The song didn't exist before the movie. I mean, there's a lot of these concepts and sort of deceits with these goofy holiday... movies that, and you know, you're suspending disbelief for all of them.
Yes,
but this one, I mean, but it's the magic hat, and he comes
he
back. And
good
like,
call.
There's so many great characters in that movie, the mailman and everything. Like, I mean, I don't know, Frosty, dude, Burl Ives. Come on,
Burl
Frosty's
got to
be in there.
Yeah. My three is Clark Griswold.
You've seen Frosty the Snowman,
yes,
I hope.
I've seen Frosty.
Like the original, not like some...
Burl Ives. So I,
knockoff
of it. I don't
know
if there's a remake of Frosty. I think
they've
it's just,
definitely reanimated it since the original. I'm talking about the original.
We need a live-action Frosty. That's what we need.
I'm fine. I'm good with that. I'd watch that with Mateo.
My three is Clark Griswold, Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation is an absolute classic.
That.
I love that movie. It's one that I'll probably watch as we get closer to Christmas with Margie's kids. I think enough said. Clark Griswold's great. Obviously, his character exists in other films, but Christmas Vacation's a classic.
Number two.
Two is where I have Buddy the Elf. Buddy the Elf is awesome. I love the whole Bob Newhart part of that whole thing, and him sitting on his lap at the end and just talking to the little person, thinking he's an elf as well. It's a fantastic movie, and I think you might be right. A theatrical release, big-time movie, live action, it might be the newest of the group.
2003. Just looked it up.
Mm. What year was Bad Santa? Did you look that one? Was that late 90s? I'm so terrible.
No, 2003.
Okay. Yeah, same year. They made a sequel, too, and that was later.
Yeah. Two's where I put Ralphie. I mean, that's such an iconic movie. I mean, how many movies could TBS run 24 hours straight? And, like, they're not doing it because nobody's watching because they're getting zero ratings. They're getting better ratings with that than whenever they'd normally be showing at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Big Bang Theory.
I mean...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Such a relatable character.
Number one.
The Grinch is number one. I mean, you cannot think of anyone, I mean, 70 years old or younger really can't conceive of a world without the Grinch in it. And the Grinch didn't exist. And like, I'm sitting there thinking, did Dr. Seuss invent the word Grinch? Because like, he invented all these crazy things that aren't really words that we still think of as words. He did not. But he obviously put his spin on it. So the word Grinch had been used before the Grinch came out in 1957.
Yeah. Wow.
So the Grinch Stole Christmas came out in 1957. It had been used previously, most notably by Rudyard Kipling in 1892. In a poem, he used the word Grinch to describe a, quote, harsh, grating noise.
So he reappropriated
it. He reappropriated it, gave it to this character, the Grinch, and completely changed the way we think of that word. And now you that word is used not just during the holidays, but to connote an entire sort of person's being. So, yeah, I'm going with the Grinch, number one.
I told you at the start of this that as a person of the Jewish persuasion, I am an authority on holiday movies, correct?
Yes.
Die Hard's a holiday movie. John McClane is my number one answer. John McClane is fantastic. I will watch it again with Colin as we get closer to Christmas. John McClane's the number one holiday movie character.
That's a big W for the Gingerbread.
And having Buddy the Elf higher, I think, was dessert. Also, no Santa Claus for either of you guys? I mean, he's
overrated.
It's Christmas.
Santa's overrated.
He's Christmas.
But then it's like, which Santa Claus?
Yeah.
There's so many versions of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Could have gone bad, Santa.
I feel like Santa deserves to be on there somewhere.
I would probably go with Santa from The Year Without a Santa Claus, frankly, if you made me
pick
a Santa.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I haven't either.
So he was back after a year? It was just a temporary release?
I watched them. I'm not going to give away. I'm not going to spoil. It was probably made in 1957, but I'm not going to spoil it for you.
But it's a
watch it with the kids. The Year Without a Santa Claus. Oh, there's a lot of good songs.
But he comes back.
The Year Without a Santa Claus is a great one.
It's a lot of
you know who's
he's been at it for how long?
Do you know which Santa, if you go back and watch, is not the nicest Santa in the world? I don't really like the Santa and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Ooh.
I feel like he could have gone to bat for Rudolph.
Yeah,
he lets them kind of pick on Rudolph. He lets them kind of like bully Rudolph a little bit. I feel like that Santa's a little too laissez-faire for me.
Yeah, he should have been sticking up for Rudolph. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
And Rudolph's dad. Not nice at all.
I don't remember Rudolph's dad.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Blitzen?
A-hole the...
His name wasn't A-hole.
And he didn't have a red nose.
His name was
A-hole the reindeer.
A was short for Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Period hole.
I got you.
Claws. coming up next, Buzz Williams was on with Vinny and Haney. What did he have to say about Farrell Payne and his injury status? Well, you'll find out next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.